Next week, the World Economic Forum will be held in Davos, Switzerland. This year, this meeting of government finance officials and representatives of the world's largest corporations is held under the motto, Taking Responsibility for Hard Choices.
What they're doing now, basically, to say that they have to take the responsibility for hard choices or for tough choices, it's that in a way they are accelerating again the neoliberal policies.
Alessandro Pellizzari of the Swiss anti-corporate globalization group ATTAC.
They won't be the ones who will live the consequences of this. And I think the ones who live the consequences of the tough choices they will take, in a way, we invited them to the other Davos meeting.
The other Davos is a conference held in Switzerland since 1999, attempting to gather an international broad base of social networks, trade unions, and farmers' organizations as a counterpart to the World Economic Forum. The 2005 Other Davos Conference was to be held this Saturday in Bern, the capital of Switzerland, in the same place as the demonstration against the World Economic Forum. But the city government of Bern prohibited a march, allowing instead a gathering surrounded by a large police force. The organizers of the demonstration claimed that such a caged-in gathering would only ensure escalation and confrontation between the crowd and the police. But the city of Bern was not satisfied with stopping the demonstration. Alessandro Pellizzari explains.
And what happened last week was even more dramatic. For the first time, they prohibited also the Davos meeting, judging that it was a security problem for the city to hold our conference, basically on a mainly very racist, message. They're saying that people coming from Asia, people coming from Africa discussing with us in the other Davos meeting are a security problem for the population of Bern. So we reacted very violently on this.
I reached Alessandro on the phone as he was going from meeting to meeting, helping coordinate a response to the Swiss capital's decision to ban both the march and the conference. This decision was all the more surprising to the organizers, since the city's government is currently a socialist green coalition.
We found another venue. The conference will take place this Saturday. The demonstration will not take place. And instead of the demonstration, we are now organizing Switzerland-wide protests.
This Saturday, the anti-corporate globalization activists of Switzerland and their foreign guests at the other Davos conference will face the challenge of making their voices heard in a hardening political climate. For Free Speech Radio News in Geneva, Switzerland, this is Julia Steinberger.